Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like the Titans, he's out to change that. And this article goes through all of the various games that he has dealt with as coach and all the crazy bounces and weird things and 15-13 on an Al Del Greco field goal back in the day. And
I've watched all these games.
I know you have.
Really,
you've seen it all.
Crazy the way that he has managed to lose. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it is absolutely mind-boggling. Here is the full list for you. 2000, Titans 15, Eagles 13, then 27-24 in 02, 31-13 in 06, 37-19 in 2010. The Chiefs lone win, 26-17 in 13. Then it was 26-10, 19-17, 22-21, and then 35-32. There you go.
That 27-24 game, that's the one where I won my car. Andy Reid brought the Eagles to the Titans. That's when I was on the field and I caught the 25-yard and the 40-yard punt. So I was actually not only there on the field making a play in one of those games. When we come back, final hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. David Chow. We'll break down everything in the AFC and the NFC. We'll continue to talk about the Odell Beckham ridiculousness, and we'll give you our picks. This is Outkick on Fox Sports Radio.
Outkick the coverage with Clay Travis.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy, though? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Why not make it as easy as possible? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Again, it's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet, like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Listen up, Bay Area. Are you interested in learning how to generate active and passive income flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The premier tax lien company is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains educational videos and materials that will show you how to invest in government tax liens, which can earn up to 18%, investments that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access our tax lien inventory not available to the general public. So, if you want to learn how to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text CASH to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien kit and get ready to learn how to invest in tax liens. Text CASH to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event in your area. Text CASH to 31,000. That's CASH to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Don't forget about the environment when making your New Year's resolutions. This year, resolve to recycle more. Reuse paper and plastic bags and get a reusable bag for groceries. Recycle paper, bottles, and cans. Recycle all your old electronics like TVs, computers, and cell phones at appropriate e-waste facilities. And to complete the cycle, buy things like clothes secondhand. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Don't miss the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, February 4th through 9th. See the world's best PGA Tour players like five-time tournament champ Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, and Jon Rahm play with your favorite athletes like Tony Romo, Matt Ryan, Larry Fitzgerald, Aaron Rodgers, and me, Steve Young. Children 15 and under receive free general admission with a ticketed adult. Check out fan attractions like the new AT&T Loft and Club Patron. And come see Wednesday's $1 million hole-in-one for charity featuring the entire celebrity field. Buy your tickets today at attpbgolf.com.
Hey, guys, pardon the interruption of your radio program. Please listen carefully. If you've tried or wanted to try prescriptions like Viagra or Cialis or ordered over-the-counter products online that just don't work, you really need to try Trinoxid. Finally, a secret formula in male performance revealed in this special free bottle offer. Trinoxid is the incredible all-natural super pill that will transform your life in the bedroom forever. It's the real deal and is being referred to as the next generation Viagra. After years of research, the developers of Trinoxid got it right. This remarkable pill uses the highest quality ingredients, and best of all, there's no side effects and no prescription needed. With Trinoxid, you'll experience triple the potency, triple the performance, and triple the pleasure. So what are you waiting for? Call now to find out how to get your free bottle.
Call now to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call now, 800-450-3869. That's 800-450-3869. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-450-3869. 1-800-450-3869.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. Online at CordellCordell.com. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. 1065 East Hillsdale Boulevard, Suite 310, Foster City, California, 94404.
KGMC-FM and HD1, KGMC San Francisco, a radio.com station, 95.7 The Game.
Good morning,
Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on! We are 58 hours and 40 minutes away from kickoff to get into the Super Bowl. And you could be on the road to Miami. And starting out at 5 a.m., I think I'm just going to say it right now. 49ers and Chiefs in Miami, that will be the outcome. That's what's going to happen on Sunday. Chiefs, to me, are going to roll over the Titans. I think the Titans have been living in a nice little fantasy dream. It's been fun for them. It's been fun to watch Derrick Henry, the juggernaut, literally the juggernaut, run through people. It's been fun to watch that, but the Chiefs, I think, are going to end all their dreams. The Packers, well, they're just going to look like how the Packers have looked all season and been a confusing team that's at the top of the division. A team which you just didn't feel like they were top of the NFC, even though they had one of the best records. It was always 49ers and the Saints. You never really thought the Packers, especially after that game against the 49ers earlier in week 11. But I do want to get to a couple of things, though. Yesterday, we were drawing parallels between the Warriors and the 49ers, right? And actually, there's a little Warriors topic that I want to get to today, too. I only want to spend a couple of minutes on it. But we were comparing the Warriors and the 49ers, and it started with Kyle Shanahan comparing the 49ers wide receivers to the Warriors.
I remember saying in Atlanta, even when we were there, that I wanted our receiver group to be similar to the Warriors, to where who knows who the starter is. They all play Andre Iguodala, things like that. I think he wasn't the starter, and then he's the conference finals or whatever it's called, NBA championship, MVP, 7 games that mattered at the end. So, I mean, you think of stuff like that, and that stuff, you got an MVP, you got a defensive MVP, you just got guys who seem really not to care how it gets done. They all just go out there and ball and see where the weakness in the defense is, and wherever that ends up, that guy shoots. And that's a lot how I see offense.
So that's him comparing the roster to this Warriors and using Andre Iguodala as a prime example. And yesterday we kind of tried figuring out, you the Chilton Autobody text line 95795, and I, we tried figuring out who Andre Iguodala was on this 49er team, or who is the Andre Iguodala on this 49er team. Some came up with Raheem Mostert. Some came up with just a guy who's the best player off the bench, but when he's on the field, he's the best player on the field. You got Richard Sherman, who's just one of the older vets. Emmanuel Sanders, even, who was added a little later on, but one of the older vets, too, just because they're older. We kind of compare them to Andre Iguodala. But there is another parallel that just happened, and that was last night, as John Lynch was named the Pro Football Writers of America Executive of the Year. So shout out to John Lynch as I try and find an applause button so I can actually celebrate this in the proper manner. I'm just going to give you this one. John Lynch today, he woke up feeling fabulous.
I feel fabulous. Thanks for asking.
Now, who was that and what was that in regards to? Well, I'll play the rest of the sound coming up for you here. There's a little context to that. But John Lynch, he won Executive of the Year, and we've seen how the reason why we're drawing so many parallels from this 49er team to the Warrior team is because the Warriors were a championship basketball team. And when you're a championship football team, you're going to find that there are a lot of similarities. And one of the similarities that we're drawing here is that John Lynch wins Executive of the Year when Bob Myers did that exact same thing for the Golden State Warriors. This is what championship teams do. This is the type of awards that they win, and he is so well-deserving, even before the playoffs. Like, there wasn't any other executive to me besides maybe John Schneider for the Seattle Seahawks because of the moves that he made, managing to get Clowney over there and at least make their defensive pass rush sort of formidable in a way. I don't know. The defense didn't look that great, but Jadeveon Clowney, if they didn't have him, who knows where they'd be. So John Schneider did make a good move, but John Lynch overall for the past couple of years, especially this year, for one, it started with Jimmy Garoppolo and making that move, knowing that Jimmy was the guy for this team, even though Kyle Shanahan wanted Kirk Cousins over here. And I truly believe that Kyle Shanahan would have made it work had Kirk Cousins come over here, because I have all the faith in the world in Kyle Shanahan. But John Lynch overall, drafting guys like the main miss that you could find on that list is Solomon Thomas, obviously. But after that, trading for Richard Sherman, picking him up, and then getting Emmanuel Sanders in a deal this year, two guys, two veterans who you are going to need in these playoffs, who are valuable in more ways than just on the field, but able to teach guys what it's like to be in the Super Bowl, teach these younger guys all of that. And, you know, I was going up in the air, really. I thought the two teams in the Bay Area had the best draft classes in football this year. And at first, I was kind of leaning towards Raiders, but as the season progressed, and as Deebo Samuel became an integral part of this offense, as Nick Bosa just continued to be Nick Bosa, Jalen Hurd, sure, he hasn't really played that much, but Dre Greenlaw making that final tackle in Week 17, that was a fifth-round pick. Mitch Wishnowsky, a fourth-round pick when you just needed a punter, so you got yourself a punter. Like, there have been so many moves that he's made this year. Even trading for Dee Ford, I know he's been hurt for quite a bit of the season, but also in the first half, they got those wins when they needed to, and primarily that was because of defense and what the defense was doing and the pass rush getting to the quarterback. And Dee Ford has been one of those guys that the offensive line focuses on, so that was a good move overall. Bringing in Kwon Alexander, another guy who hasn't really been able to stay healthy, but right now I'm looking at that as a win. I mean, there aren't many moves that John Lynch has made in the past couple of years here, which are questionable. And it's kind of like the Warriors, because Bob Myers got started in 2011, and one of his first draft picks, for instance, was Ekpe Udoh. So there are times when, you know, executives and all this sort of stuff, they might not come out firing. They might not have a fantastic rookie season, quote unquote. But as it goes, though, John Lynch just needed time. And you had Jimmy Garoppolo healthy. You got all these guys. Like, he's done nothing but a good job. So congrats to John Lynch. That's just one of the many parallels you can draw for this 49er team comparing to that Warrior team. Steve Kerr being a first-time head coach. Kyle Shanahan being a first-time head coach and leading his team to where it is today. Steve Kerr obviously had a little more success in his first year, but he also didn't have all his guys hurt. So, you know, there's a lot of parallels that you can draw between these two teams. And so John Lynch and Bob Myers, just a couple of them. Okay, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795 from the 925. This is the biggest one. Kittle, fifth-round pick. Yeah. Yeah. That's... For a fifth rounder, you got the best tight end in football. I mean, it's up there between him and Travis Kelce. That's one of the matchups I'm going to be watching. When in the Super Bowl, it's going to be the 49ers and the Chiefs. You're going to be watching Travis Kelce versus George Kittle. And Travis Kelce has reemerged himself as one of the league's top pass-catching tight ends. You know, George Kittle's known more as a complete tight end, but as a route runner and all that sort of stuff, Travis Kelce is up there too. So it's you can go either way. You can argue for either one, but here we're a little bit biased in the Bay Area because we're watching George Kittle on every single snap and we've seen what he can do. But watching those two when it's a Super Bowl for the 49ers and the Chiefs, that's going to be pretty nuts. Speaking of which, one thing you should like about George Kittle, and what I mentioned after he got he missed practice with his little ankle injury that was lingering from Saturday, I said there isn't a single player on this 49er team that I'd be worried less about than if he missed practice, because I know for a fact that George Kittle is going to play. And so he was up on the podium yesterday after practice and was asked to give an update on his little ankle injury. Take a listen.
Describe the way your ankle feels.
I feel fabulous. Thanks for asking. I feel fabulous. Thanks for asking.
That's it. That's all he had to say. And you heard it earlier this year when, after the Packer game, even when they said he had a bone chip in his ankle and they asked if he'd be, and they asked how his ankle was feeling, and he just responded, yes. That's it. Hey, is your ankle kind of, how's your ankle feeling? Is it, are you think you're going to be ready to go? Do you think that it's going to be hindering you? How do you feel like your ankle's going right now? Yes. And now it's...
I feel fabulous. Thanks for asking.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel, you know, when I walk into work in the morning, on a Friday morning.
I feel fabulous. Thanks for asking.
I mean, this dude, he's something else. He's something else. Did you happen to watch his mic'd up segment? Oh, but it was him and DeForest Buckner against the Vikings, and it was from both 49ers.com and NFL Films. Did you happen to watch that? Because in that drive in the third quarter, when they ran the ball, whatever it was, a billion straight times, this was Kittle.
Run it again! Run it again!
Run it again!
Woo! Rides, baby, all day long. Get your tickets.
It's funny. He takes so much pride in blocking. Like, pass catching is just a secondary thing for him. If he can finish off a block, a pancake block on guys like he was with Danielle Hunter and Everson Griffin, then he feels like he did his job. And from the 209, put some respect on Darren Waller's name, second in every category for a tight end, only behind Kelce. I understand, but look, the Raiders aren't in the playoffs right now. They just aren't. And when Darren Waller gets a legit quarterback, one who's not afraid to throw downfield, because Darren Waller is a big reason, in my opinion, for Derek Carr's success. A big reason for it. He got so many yards after the catch and yards after contact as well. Darren Waller was his go-to guy. Without Darren Waller this season, I don't think Derek Carr is putting up the numbers that he actually put up. So he is a big reason as to why Derek Carr put up those stats, and if you get him like an actual good quarterback who's not afraid to throw downfield, then for sure. But I mean, it is between George Kittle right now and Travis Kelce. It is. I understand you're mad about that. I understand. But that's just how it is right now. From the 415 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, talking about John Lynch, also made sure to help bringing high character guys and dropped red flag characters like a Reuben Foster. Emmanuel Sanders is that big one for me, because we're seeing now especially with the Odell Beckham situation and what went on in LSU and then also what went on in Cleveland, seeing the Stephon Diggs situation in Minnesota where he's throwing his helmet in frustration even though his team is winning. Like, when you bring in a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, and Kendrick Bourne was on this station on 95.7 The Game not too long ago. He was with Jolo and Dibs, and he just talked about how seamless it was for Emmanuel Sanders when he was traded to this team because it's a close-knit group on and off the field, and some guys, they could ruin that. And Emmanuel Sanders, he's one of those wide receivers who was very underrated because he'd been playing with quarterbacks who are 7 feet tall and can't throw over in Denver for the last 6 years. And then he comes over here and he makes an impact right away, and it's just seamless. And you don't see that very often. You really don't, especially from a wide receiver who's as good as that. Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. 888-957-9570. I almost threw out the Chilton Auto Body text line again. Now, this week, now if you are like me, you brought up the idea of Richard Sherman possibly shadowing Devontae Adams, right? That's what we thought about. Richard Sherman's the best corner on this team. You're going in there with Emmanuel Mosley, probably going to be the starter. Don't know what's going to happen between him and Akello Witherspoon, but if he ends up getting beat by Devontae Adams, then is that really the hill you want to die on? No. You should put Richard Sherman on Devontae Adams and have him shadow him. Well, Richard Sherman had a little something to say about that yesterday. And I'll play that next. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Golden State Lumber is proud to work with architects and designers throughout Northern California. Our family business has continued to grow and innovate since 1954. Be sure to experience our window and door design showrooms in Berkeley, Brisbane, Concord, Newark, San Rafael, San Francisco, and Santa Rosa. We showcase state-of-the-art products, design services, and unparalleled customer service. We help you imagine the possibilities. GoldenStateLumber.com. When you succeed, we succeed.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
And quality mattresses. You'll smile with free delivery. We'll set up your new mattress and take away your old one. At Mancini Sleep World, we know your days are busy. That's why our sleep specialist will take the time to find the perfect mattress just for you. Visit sleepworld.com or one of our 33 locations and find the mattress that makes you go...
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in your shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower that you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet! I'm in the shower!" It's time to get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, serving over 40,000 customers, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, a leak-free home, and clean, clear water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate, customized for your home. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call. Call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call 800-217-1636. 800-217-1636. That's 800-217-1636.
We all know the importance of health insurance, but it's not always easy to afford. That's why there's Covered California. We're the only place you can get financial help to pay for your health insurance. And this year, there's more financial help available than ever before. So even if you haven't qualified in the past, be sure to check and see how much you could save. Our experts can help find the best plan for you. So visit CoveredCA.com to get started. Covered California. It's life care.
Open enrollment ends January 31st, so get covered today.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls, yeah. 6 rolls in 1. Got rolls on rolls on rolls.
TV for everyone. Charmin Rose got rose, super mega rose, super mega lasts forever. Charmin Rose got rose.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Six rolls in one.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
The pregame show on 95.7 The Game is presented by Golden State Lumber. With locations across the Bay Area, we offer next day delivery. Now that's a winning game plan. GoldenStateLumber.com. So one thing we've been talking about, feel free to hit up the Chill Not A Body text line, 95795, 888-957-9570, all that good stuff. Happy Friday. It is the NFC Championship weekend, and we're ready. Just a championship weekend. And again, I really do think that it's going to be the 49ers and the Chiefs. I think the Packers have a lot of individual talent, but collectively, I think the 49ers are just overall a better team in the way they're coached. So I do see the 49ers getting into the Super Bowl and the Titans. It's been a fun little dream for them, but let's not forget they were 9-7 in the regular season. Let's not forget that they were coming out of that AFC South. Like, they were not that good of a team, especially when Marcus Mariota was starting. And then Ryan Tannehill came in and he changed up quite a few things. And Derrick Henry has 100 yards rushing in the past six games. But you know what? To me, in these past couple of playoff games, with how Derrick Henry was looking running the football, I thought that they should have scored more points than they had. So I truly think that the Chiefs are going to beat the Titans. They're just going to outscore them. They might not stop Derrick Henry, but overall, the Titans aren't going to score enough to beat the Chiefs. So I do see the Niners and the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl. But one talking point that we've had, that a lot of people have had over the past week, is that of Devontae Adams. And John Clayton, he joined Joe Lowe and Dibs earlier, and he talked about the way that the 49er defense can counter what Aaron Rodgers brings them.
Well, the key is taking away Devontae Adams, because Aaron is as good as he's always been. And so the unfair criticism is, oh, yeah, he overthrows the ball here. A lot of it's just that the other wide receivers who are unnamed aren't as good. I mean, he's like throwing in the 38-39% range on four-second plays to plays other than, say, Devontae Adams. And so what the key is, take Richard Sherman and just mirror him. But I think that why mess up a good thing? Nobody throws on Richard Sherman's side, so don't do that. So you would figure that Adams is going to be on the other side, but they've got to have somebody to match up against him and take him out as much as possible. Because when that happens, that's when you see the overthrows, that's when you see the incompletions, and that's when occasionally you'll see Aaron Rodgers hold onto the ball a little bit too long.
Basically what John Clayton said there is that Devontae Adams is Aaron Rodgers' only playmaker, so basically it's up to whoever's on the opposite side of Richard Sherman. Whenever Devontae Adams goes to that side, then it's up to that cornerback to cover him, and that's pretty much it. That's what you got to do, is just cover Devontae Adams. So one of the talking points was that, you know what, you need your best corner, Richard Sherman, mirroring him, shadowing him, whatever you want to call it. And Richard Sherman was asked about this yesterday, and he was available to the media, and he had this to say about shadowing Devontae Adams. This is why we love Richard Sherman, by the way.
We don't draw up the defense. I don't call the defense. The coach tells me what to do. I do it. For me to say, oh, man, I want this guy. I don't really care. Does it help us win the game? Is it going to help the defense? Is it going to help us limit their explosives? Then I'll do it. If it's not, if it doesn't make a difference, if it's better for me to be on the side, then that's what I'm going to do. You know, I love it how people are like, oh, my God, these guys need to do this. Well, I'm going to let you know something. You go to your job and tell your boss what you're going to do and what you're not going to do and see how long you last. At the end of the day, you know, Salah and Kyle, you know, Salah calls the defense. If Salah comes up to me and says, hey, you follow this guy everywhere he goes, then that's what I'm going to do. If he doesn't, then guess what? I'm going to do what he's told me to do. You know, that's how coaching and player relationships work, you know. And it just so happens we have the number one pass defense in the league. Whoa, oh, my God, it's crazy. It's crazy that you're not following anybody, but somehow you have the number one pass defense in the league. Almost like our strategy works. It's almost like you're an idiot for doing it any other way. It's almost like you're dumb if you do it another way. It's almost like people have been saying, oh, do it this way for so long, but they don't have a number one defense. But
Sherman continued, had to cut off that sound there after the minute just so I didn't lose you. But he did continue on for another 30 seconds about shadowing Davante Adams.
I don't just go rogue like, hey, this is their guy. I'm going to do it this week. Like, it doesn't make a difference to me. You know what I mean? Like I said, we've had the number one pass defense in this league, and we haven't done it. So, you know, until you start telling me that a great left tackle is following pass rushers wherever they go, oh, my God, Everson Griffin's lined up over the guard. Tell Joe to go in there and block him. Oh, my God, he's lined up over the right. Tell Joe to go to the right. You know what I mean? Until that starts happening, you know, miss me with it.
Miss him with it.
Miss me with it.
That's where we're at right now. But I do want to know from you, after hearing that on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. Now, Richard Sherman took it as a way in which we're saying, hey, Richard Sherman, you got to go up to Robert Saleh and tell him this is how you got to play and tell him this is how you got to play defense. You got to go shadow Davante Adams. But my question to you is, on the Chilton Auto Body text line, do you feel like Robert Saleh needs to go up to Richard Sherman and tell him he needs to shadow him? Do you feel like that's what Robert Saleh needs to do in this game? Because Richard Sherman, he's going to play on his side, right? That's what he's going to do. He's going to assume that he's going in and playing on this side. And judging from that soundbite, I don't think that Robert Saleh has come up to him yet and said, hey, we're going to shadow you over Davante Adams. But do you think, though, Chilton Auto Body text line, that Robert Saleh should go up to Richard Sherman and say, hey, you got to mirror Davante Adams today. He's the only threat that they have. Geronimo Allison, he's been limited in practice. Alan Lazard's been limited in practice. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he's not as great as everyone thought he was going to be as a number two receiver. Jimmy Graham, he could still catch footballs over guys. He's still bigger than a lot of the guys out there, but overall he's lost he's lost some speed and he's lost some athleticism, so he's not the same Jimmy Graham. Do you think that they should have Richard Sherman go out there and mirror him despite what Richard Sherman said? Because he put it one way. He was tired of people telling him how to do his job. I think he was tired of people going onto Twitter and saying, look, you got to go mirror Davante Adams. Like them telling him directly. Since we have that conduit, that one bridge to these athletes, and that's social media, I'm going to assume that fans have been using social media so they could say that directly to Richard Sherman, and Richard Sherman's been tired of it. And when someone threw out the question, that was toward the end of his press conference, he was just, that's the one that he was most bothered by, or not most bothered by, that was what he was most passionate about. Because I feel like people have been telling him that sort of stuff all week. But here on the pregame show, this is your chance to tell Robert Saleh what to do. So I want to know from you. Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. And the thing is, for me, Sherman's right. I don't even think Robert Saleh needs to do anything to change what's going on. You know, they do have the number one pass defense in the league. That is statistically correct, and it's been working. And you got all your players healthy. That's partially a reason why, you know, you wonder whether Akello Witherspoon was as good as he really was, or is as good as he really was in the beginning of the season for the first few games. Because in those first few games, before Akello Witherspoon got hurt, that's when the pass rush was at its best. And when the pass rush is going like that, that makes it just so much easier on the cornerbacks, because when a quarterback's under duress, he makes dumb mistakes and makes dumb decisions. And that makes it just so much easier on a cornerback. And right now, you got that pass rush again. And even though Emmanuel Mosley is going to be starting on the other side of Richard Sherman, that's what I'm going to assume. There was someone out here who threw this out earlier this week on the Chilton Auto Body text line saying, look, if Emmanuel Mosley starts and they put Davante Adams right on him, which is what they did at the beginning of the last game, then Davante Adams got that little taunting penalty because they were trying to rework Akello Witherspoon back into the roster. But Emmanuel Mosley was starting, and they went right to Davante Adams and got a 10-yard reception, right? So they targeted him right away. Someone said, I'd be up to start Akello Witherspoon one more time just to see if he still actually has it, and then if he, you know, lets a touchdown go by in the beginning of the game, then at that point, I'd be willing to put Emmanuel Mosley back in just like in that last game and let him pick up the pieces. And I thought about that for a little bit, and I'm like, It's an interesting take, but overall, I think right now we're willing to, if Emmanuel Moseley starts, I think we're willing to die on that hill now. I don't think we want to see Akello Witherspoon get a start again. After I was going off on it last week, if you were listening to the show about this time last week, I was saying that he should start, and I said give him one more shot after that first round bye. And clearly the first round bye didn't do much. Akello Witherspoon looked like the best defensive back on this team, and eventually after that injury just hasn't looked the same. And I'm okay with being wrong on that. And now I think at this point you'd be okay if you start, like you'd much rather die on the hill of Emmanuel Moseley if you were to lose than say if you started Akello Witherspoon and Davante Adams was just catching balls over him. So, I mean, that's where I'm at with that. I don't think they're going to change anything. Richard Sherman is going to stay on his side no matter who's going to go there. And Aaron Rodgers, look, in the end, he's a smart quarterback, right? But being a quarterback, you can't always you can try to avoid that side of the field. But at the same time, on the other side, Emmanuel Moseley is a decent enough cornerback. K'Juan Williams is a decent enough cornerback. They're going to eventually have to force him to try and throw to Richard Sherman's side at one point in this game. And Aaron Rodgers, he's not scared to do that. Right? Like, one guy that I always think about when thinking about cornerbacks that a quarterback is afraid to throw to, that's Nnamdi Asamoah back on the Raiders. Quarterbacks never threw to his side, right? But the only reason they didn't do that is because on the other side, you didn't have much. You didn't have anything on the other side. So the quarterback had the luxury of just being able to avoid Nnamdi at all costs and take him out of the game. But with the Niners, you can't just do that anymore. You just can't. Eventually, you're going to have to throw to Richard Sherman, and Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be scared to make those throws. From the Chill Not a Body text on, from the 510, people suggesting Sherman should shadow Adams are not understanding a team defense. If you have a guy who can take away one side of the field, it allows you to add help coverage for the corner on the other side of the field, no matter what receiver is out there. From the 510. Richard Sherman is right, but why does he remind me of a used car salesman selling his way out of a deal? He made his point the first 10 seconds. We do not need another minute of him explaining it. That's from Jeff in the 510. From the 651, stop. Now, I'm going to give you a little behind the scenes, a little pullback of the curtain. On the text line here, as a board op working, you know, for this station for a while, we randomly get those. And I don't think they're saying, I don't think they're texting stop as in telling me to stop talking. They could be. But also, I think they're just texting stop because they're trying to text like another company or another business or something like that. I forgot why, but I always get the random stop text. From the 510, Richard Sherman's right, but why does he? We already got that one in there. And from the 510, I think he should keep doing what he's doing. However, he does because what he's doing has him at the number one pass defense. Other than that, miss me with it.
Miss me with it.
That's where we're at. All right, coming up, our interview of the day. Man, Damon Ratto and Kolsky have had fantastic guests all week. Our interview of the day is going to be Ron Jaworski, Jaws. You would know who he is if you watched ESPN at all in the past 20 years. He's been one of the most plugged-in guys, former quarterback. He joined Damon Ratto and Kolsky. We'll play that next, and we'll continue to discuss this NFC Championship matchup as the 49ers take on the Packers at 3:40 on Sunday afternoon and are on a one-way track to Miami. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Golden State Lumber is proud to help professional builders and contractors throughout Northern California. Family owned and operated since 1954. Our Bay Area lumber yards feature the high grade building materials you need. Don't have time for pickup? We offer next day delivery on most items. As part of our unparalleled customer service, we do our best to help you avoid unexpected delays. For a location near you, visit goldenstatelumber.com. It's our belief that when you succeed, we succeed.
At Kaiser Permanente, we care for the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. We support our members by providing high-quality mental health care, hiring skilled and compassionate doctors, therapists, and nurses, by innovating new ways to diagnose and treat mental health conditions, by investing in new technologies and resources, and by leading efforts to reduce the stigma associated with mental illness. Our care is recognized as some of the best in California, but we aren't finished yet.
Learn more at kp.org/mentalhealth.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
I totally want to be that girl in a romantic comedy. Like, you know, the girl who ends up all happily ever after and it was so easy. So when I'm on a dating app, I make sure I come off slightly quirky, but also totally cute and sexy all at once. And then bring on the big tease. At first, I'm interested. But wait, suddenly I act all hard to get. I know. Finally, when a guy suggests meeting up, I don't respond. Gotta make him work, right? Look, unless he shows up at my airport gate with a Calypso band, he's not the right one anyway.
The truth about most people you meet on dating sites is that you never meet them at all. Want to meet someone who actually wants to go on dates in real life and not just flirt online? The dating professionals at It's Just Lunch specialize in making matches and arranging fun dates. Everything you need to make a real connection with a real person. It's Just Lunch even takes care of all the details. So all you need to do is show up and have fun. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits. Guaranteed dates. Visit itsjustlunchsanfrancisco.com or call 415-989-9818.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
I was 16, a budding athlete. Father Mike took notice. He said, "Let's start a youth group," handed me a beer, complimented my physique, and told me I was a leader. But he pretended to be concerned about my health and had to examine me. In 1980, nobody spoke of these situations. Today, that's not the case. I'm attorney Paul Barr. New laws in California extend the time period survivors of childhood sexual abuse can seek justice. It's important to call now. Predators hide behind big religious or educational institutions, and Gallagher, the Robertus, and Waxman is ready to hold them accountable. The clergy, school districts, hospitals. Were you abused? Now is the time to file a lawsuit, regardless of the time elapsed. I was a victim. I know what it's like. A lawyer at Gallagher, the Robertus, and Waxman will take your call between 8 a.m. and midnight every day. 1-877-8-ABUSED. That's 1-877-8-ABUSED. 1-877-8-ABUSED. It's time for justice.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
We are about 58 hours and 3 minutes away from kickoff for the NFC Championship and possibly the road to Miami. As the pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. 3 generations, 65 years of experience, and 7 Bay Area locations gives us the winning edge. When you succeed, we succeed. GoldenStayLumber.com. So I had a little bit of technical difficulty with the Ron Jaworski interview. We will be playing Solomon Wilcots instead. He was on with Bonte Stein and Grew yesterday. He's a football analyst, former defensive back, so he'll be able to share his thoughts on 49ers and Packers and what we're going to see moving forward. Possibly talking about whether Richard Sherman and his mirroring of Davante Adams, whatnot. So I'll play that in a little bit. Do want to just spend one or two minutes here on this whole D'Angelo Russell Warriors debacle that's going on right now. And there was a report that came out yesterday that I just want to spend 1-2 minutes on it and just get my little take out there. But they were talking about that the Timberwolves are highly going after D'Angelo Russell and are trying to pull out all the stops. And one of the talking points is that the Warriors would try to trade D'Angelo Russell and that high draft pick that they're going to get, that lottery pick, and bring in a guy like Karl Anthony Towns. There's two things. One, if you don't want Karl Anthony Towns on this Warrior team, I think you're crazy. He's a big man who could score, he can play offense, he could pass, he can shoot, he can do things that other seven-footers can't do. And, you know, defense is a little suspect, but I think putting him on a team where he's not required to be the leader, and he's been required to be the leader of the Minnesota Timberwolves ever since he got there, along with Andrew Wiggins, and that clearly didn't work, and Jimmy Butler saw how it was working, and Jimmy Butler didn't like that, so when he goes to the Heat, and he's a part of Heat culture, he turns that team around. But I think that Karl Anthony Towns would do nothing but benefit the Warriors, and it would give them a need that they don't have, which is a big man who can actually score and work in the post, and he would and let other guys space the floor for him and Steph and Clay when they come back. I think that would do nothing but benefit them. But also, you gotta wonder with how powerful the players are in the NBA nowadays and how they sort of dictate where they want to go. Eventually, D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns, they want to play together. Right? So I think that would just deter all of that. So it doesn't make much sense to me. And the Warriors have really denied all the talks. They haven't let any of that come in. They haven't tried to entertain that sort of trade just yet. But also D'Angelo Russell, and I love watching him play, but he just adds an element that the Warriors don't really need. And I think Karl Anthony Towns does add that element. If you're going to trade D'Angelo Russell for another guy, Karl Anthony Towns could be one of them. But another one for me would be Ben Simmons. A point guard who can play every position on the court. He could play defense. He can defend all five guys. And his defense has only gotten better, and he's a bigger point guard who can, you know, let Steph and Clay and all that and all those guys, anyone, just run around the court and run free, and he could dictate that offense. So I think that either Ben Simmons or Karl Anthony Towns, as the trade talks are looming since the deadline's coming up here at the beginning of February, I think that if you are going to package D'Angelo Russell and that top three, top five pick, whatever they're going to get in that lottery pick, I do think that either Karl Anthony Towns or Ben Simmons would be beneficial to this team. Okay, so Solomon Wilcots, he's a former defensive back. You might have heard him on CBS before. He was an NFL analyst. He was on with Bonte Steine and Guru yesterday. He is our interview of the day, and he shared his thoughts on the 49ers Packers matchup on Sunday.
All righty. Joining us now is former NFL defensive back Solomon Wilcots. Solomon does a ton of work in various media, including working as a guest analyst for Pro Football Focus. You can read him and all of the PFF analysts at PFF.com. Solomon, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And one of the things we were talking about when we started the show, and I just asked the question, I saw the Super Bowl, the odds to win the Super Bowl. I would have figured the 49ers would be the favorite of these final four teams. Do you see why the Chiefs would be favored right now to come out with a Lombardi trophy?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes is all the rage, right? And anytime you have an offense that can score on seven consecutive possessions after being down 24-0. You can imagine why that would tip the scales very heavily in their favor. So while the 49ers, I think, are a much more well-rounded team, more complimentary team, it's sort of recency bias, isn't it? Seven straight touchdowns on seven straight possessions. That'll get your attention.
Solomon, I'm so far from a homer, but I'm just ecstatic at what I see when it comes to this 49er defense. Then my guys here are telling me I need to have appropriate fear for the Green Bay Packers. And Solomon, for some reason or another, I don't. I just expect the Niners to take it to them Sunday. Can you tell me why this game would be close?
Yeah. One is, as you probably saw, during the waning moments and pretty much for the entire game in that Week 17 contest against the Seattle Seahawks and in the early moments of the divisional round playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings, whether it was Weatherspoon or whether it was Mosley, I think it kind of exposed at least an Achilles heel as to where you could potentially go and attack against the 49ers defense that you and I both know is very good at pressuring. It's very good in coverage as a group. But I think Russell Wilson took advantage of it, and they were just inches away from knocking you out of that number one seed. And early on, Stephon Diggs and Kirk Cousins was attacking that left side, or at least your right side of the 49ers defense. And if that is exposed now, when you get in the postseason, a guy like Aaron Rodgers could hurt you. And so two areas get you beat quick, quarterback and cornerback. I think there's some exposure there for the 49ers opposite Richard Sherman.
Solomon Wilcott here on 95.7 The Game. Now, you talk about Witherspoon getting beat. That was a corner who got beat by Stephon Diggs, Solomon, but he got benched. And Emmanuel Mosley came in and stepped up. And a lot of people out here in San Francisco believe Mosley is the better cornerback. Now, if you don't have Devontae Adams cooking, who can Aaron Rodgers go to in that passing game? Is it Jimmy Graham? Is it Allison? Is it Lazard? Because I don't think they have the complementary pieces outside of Devontae Adams to really get cooking in the passing game.
Yeah, and you know what? If the quarterback is laying on his back, right, be hard to get to him anyway. I know that's what happened to Kirk Cousins. But you and I both know Aaron Rodgers is a different beast. He makes players around him better. Their second leading receiver is not anyone opposite Devontae Adams. It's actually Aaron Jones out of the backfield. But I love Quan Alexander. I love Fred Warner. Two of the best coverage linebackers in all the NFL. The other is Eric Kendricks, who intercepted Garoppolo last week. I love this San Francisco 49ers defense top to bottom, whether it's the front end, whether it's mid-range with the coverage linebackers, or whether it's the secondary. I think they've got all the goods. They're one of the few defenses with a top 10 rush grade from PFF and a top 10 coverage grade. It just so happens the other defense who's complimentary in that same way is the Green Bay Packers. Their secondary's good, and they've got three rushers in Kenny Clark and the Smith brothers that can provide the same kind of damage.
Former NFL defensive back Solomon Wilcott joining us on 95.7 The Game. Solomon, which of the two underdogs, Tennessee or Green Bay, do you think has the best chance to pull an upset, and why?
I think both have an excellent chance. I think Green Bay probably has the better chance, because if you give the ball to Aaron Rodgers, single possession game, he's got it in his hands, he's going to go the length of the field. I believe in him that much. Much in the same way that I thought Russell Wilson was going to do it. And I was pulling for the Niners in that game. I said, look, Russell Wilson's just too good. Yeah, he's too good. You give him too much time, he's going to get you. I think Aaron Rodgers got that same ability inside, outside of the pocket. You can't let it come down to that if you're the Niners. So that's why I give the Green Bay Packers an opportunity. They've got a good enough defense. We know they got a good enough quarterback. And they've got balance within the offense. So I think the Titans, I think their pathway to victory is very narrow. You show up against the Titans, you got to stop one guy, Derrick Henry. You stop him, you win. I can't tell you who on the 49ers offense you got to stop. Mm. There's too many guys, and that's why I like the 49ers to win.
Speaking of the 49ers offense, what do you think about number 10, Jimmy Garoppolo? Is he good enough to get it done, Solomon?
You know, I think he's growing. I think he continues to grow. I think we forget how young Jimmy G is. He missed all of last season. You know, you go back to 2017, the way he finished that year, he lifted the entire organization back when they were taking their lumps, back when they couldn't even win a game. He was the one that showed them how to win, didn't he? He was. And I still think he's the same guy, but better now than he was even then. I think he's the right quarterback for this football team. I think he's the right quarterback for Kyle Shanahan's system. I don't think his maturity and development process is over by any stretch of the imagination. You kind of have to go through some of these moments. He won his very first playoff game last week. He did not start slow. He came out firing and ready to go. So I love the trajectory of his growth pattern. The team is getting better around him. Trading for Emmanuel Sanders was huge for Jimmy Garoppolo because he's got a tight end, he's got good enough run game, but he was thrown to a bunch of young guys who could not win consistently. And now Emmanuel Sanders has shown Deebo Samuel and others and Bourne how to go out and play. But I think they need to continue to get better around him, and I think he needs to continue to get better. He's going to be tested in this game on Sunday. Let's see how he handles it.
Solomon, do you believe the Niners will be able to run the ball 47 times against this Packers front, or will Jimmy Garoppolo need to throw the ball a little bit more this week against the Packers?
Well, he's going to have to do more. I mean, you know, training wheels got to come off. I mean, Minnesota was a tired team. I'm just they had fought. Okay, they retired. They came off an emotional win going into the New Orleans Superdome. You guys know what that's like. Going in there and try to beat Drew Brees, they did it. And then they had to get back on the road, go out to the West Coast. This Packer team might feel a little bit of that, too. And that's why you got to keep them down. You only get to run 49 times if you're playing with a lead. If you're playing from behind, guess what you're doing? You ain't running. You're throwing to come back. So if you get 40 runs, that means you have a lead on the scoreboard. And Kyle Shanahan is using that run game to rock them to sleep. And that's what you got to do, and that's how you got to put them away.
Solomon, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Hey, you take care of my good guy, John Embry, out there. He's the tight ends coach,
assistant
head coach, good man, and he's our guy, all right?
Will do, Solomon. Thank you.
All right, all the best.
All right, that's Solomon Wilcots, former NFL defensive back.
Putting a close on that one, Steiny. By the way, today, the reason I play these interviews is because I know that sometimes when you're up this early, you can't always hear every single interview that comes through on the station unless you're going to 957thegame.radio.com or you download the radio.com app, which you should be doing already. But we have great guests every single day, and we just want to make sure that whenever we have one of those great guests, we don't want you to miss that interview, so we like to play it for you here at 5:40 every day on the pregame show. But coming up with Jolo and Dibs, we're going to have Adam Kaplan at 7 o'clock, Carmen Policy at 8 o'clock, Joe Buck at 8:30, and Mike Holmgren at 9:30. So you got a pretty stacked lineup already on Jolo and Dibs today on this Friday as we're heading into Sunday for the NFC Championship game. Okay. So just to recap a little bit of what we've been talking about today, big congrats to John Lynch, GM for the 49ers, who won the Pro Football Writers of America Executive of the Year this year. Him and Nick Bosa are the first GM and rookie to win Executive of the Year and Defensive Rookie of the Year since Darius Leonard and Chris Ballard for the Colts, and that was in 2018, so that happened a couple of years ago. But John Lynch and Nick Bosa, two guys who won their respective awards, and John Harbaugh was the one who won the Coach of the Year for the regular season, which doesn't come as much of a surprise, as much as a surprise seeing how the Ravens did in the regular season. Remember, this is a regular season award, but totally deserving for John Lynch. George Kittle. He provided an injury update for us.
Describe the way your ankle feels.
I feel fabulous. Thanks for asking. I feel fabulous. Thanks for asking.
And there you go. He feels fabulous.
I feel fabulous. Thanks for asking.
I mean, there's not much more to it than that. God, you need to pay this guy right now. Just pay him. Pay him all. You have him under contract for one more year. Just pay him anyway. Just pay him the rest of your salary cap. I'd be fine with that. It might dig in a little bit of a hole. Whatever. Pay George Kittle. We also talked about Richard Sherman shadowing Devontae Adams, but Richard Sherman had some thoughts about that.
We don't draw up the defense. So I don't call the defense. The coach tells me what to do. I do it. For me to say, oh, man, I want this guy. I don't really care. Does it help us win the game? Is it going to help the defense? Is it going to help us limit their explosive? Then I'll do it. If it's not, if it doesn't make a difference, if it's better for me to be on the side, then that's what I'm going to do. You know, I love it how people are like, oh, my God, these guys need to do this. Well, I'm going to let you know something. You go to your job and tell your boss what you're going to do and what you're not going to do and see how long you last. At the end of the day, you know, Salah and Kyle, you know, Salah calls the defense. If Salah comes up to me and says, hey, you follow this guy everywhere he goes, then that's what I'm going to do. If he doesn't, then guess what? I'm going to do what he's told me to do. You know, that's how coaching and player relationships work, you know. And it just so happens we have the number one pass defense in the league. Whoa, oh, my God, it's crazy. It's crazy that you're not following anybody, but somehow you have the number one pass defense in the league. Almost like our strategy works. It's almost like you're an idiot for doing it any other way. It's almost like you're dumb if you do it another way. It's almost like people have been saying, oh, do it this way for so long, but they don't have a number one defense.
And I think that with Richard Sherman, I think he's right. We could say all we – I think people have really been going into his mentions, sliding into his DMs, being like, Richard Sherman, hey, man, you got to shadow Devontae Adams. You got to do this. Because when that question was asked, he didn't really talk about it generally. He talked about it personal. It sounded like people are telling him what to do. And he said, no, I'm going to do what my coach tells me to do. And I mean, he's right. Robert Saleh shouldn't make any changes, but, I mean, there are really people on social media who are going up to him telling him how to do his job. I mean, that's pretty crazy. I guess that's what we do as sports fans, just because we feel like we know just a little bit more than these guys. Okay, so NFC Championship, Sunday at 3:40. We got the AFC Championship just before that as well at 12 o'clock. It is time for predictions. And normally, I don't play music toward the end of the show like this because, I mean, it's 5 in the morning and you're just waking up getting into your car. But look, it's prediction time. Chilton Auto Body text line. Get your predictions in. I want to know what score you have, 49ers and the Packers, right now, according to these betting odds. The over-under is at 45.5, and the Niners are favored at 7.5. You can give me your betting odds if you want, but really, all I want is your prediction, your 49ers score, your Packers score, and then in the other game, just tell me who you think's going to win. I don't want you to overexert yourself on the Chilton Auto Body text line here, but I do want to know from you your score for the 49ers and the Packers, and who you think between the Chiefs and the Titans is going to be heading to the Super Bowl in Miami. For me, I don't – this is actually pretty close. I do not have the 49ers covering, or I do not have the the 49ers winning by 7.5. I actually only have them winning by 7. In this game, I don't think it's going to be very high scoring. I think it's going to be over the 45.5. I do think the point total is going to be at 47. I think in the end, it's going to come down to the 49ers and their passing game. They're going to play good defense. They're going to score a couple of touchdowns on you. The Packers are. Aaron Rodgers is going to do his Aaron Rodgers thing, but ultimately, it's not going to be enough. I think the score is going to be 27-20 for the 49ers. And for the Chiefs, look, the Chiefs-Titans game, I really think the Titans, I don't think they're the underdogs and they're the lovable underdogs right now, but overall, I don't think the Titans are going to win this game just because I feel like they should have scored more than they've scored in these past couple of games against the Patriots and the Ravens. Sure, the Chiefs do not have the same defense as them, but the Chiefs are just going to outscore them anyway. I see it being a pretty close game, but I actually see the Chiefs scoring 38 and the Titans scoring 27. So 38-27 is how I'm seeing Chiefs and Titans. I think the Chiefs are going to beat the crap out of them. I really do. That offense, they got all the weapons. They're all healthy. Travis Kelce is moving better than he has been all season. Patrick Mahomes looks the best he's looked since week one. They do have all those weapons on offense. Sure, the defense might give up a few points here and there, but ultimately it's going to come down to Ryan Tannehill, and I don't know how many points he can really get you. They should have put a beating on that Ravens team for how the Ravens played in that game. A beating. Yet they punted for every single drive from the end of the third quarter on. So I think that it's going to be the Chiefs over the Titans. All right. Chilton Auto Body text line. Please get your predictions in. Ooh, from the 925, 31-27 to the Niners has a close game, and he sees the Titans. So the Niners and the Titans in Miami. From the 831, 21-10 Packers, go Pack, go, take the under. And he's also got the Titans, so the Packers and the Titans. Ooh, Packers and Titans, that's not really a way you want to draw viewers. From the 408, San Francisco, 28-14, Niners D with at least 4 sacks. From the 408, Rodgers will score a late TD to end the game with the 49ers 27 and the Packers 10. Huh? From the 912, 49ers 34, Packers 17. For the 650, Niners 38, Packers 17. From the 510, Niners 28, Packers 14. That's from Carlos. He's also got the Chiefs. And I think the 49ers and the Chiefs is just as good a matchup you can get in this Super Bowl right now, with the most high-powered offense going up against one of the best defenses in football. From the 707, the Packers have 0 sacks on the season. Jimmy will have another monster game over the middle. 38-13, 49ers win in a dominant fashion. The Packers are the most vulnerable to play action in the NFL, and the 49ers run is third best in the NFL. And he's got to know a whole bunch of other texts here, but I don't have time to read them. From the 510, 24-14, Niners and Titans. That's from Cal in San Leandro. 707, 27-21, 49, the Santa Clara 49ers. From the 650, by the way, where are they going to have the parade? San Jose, Santa Clara, San Francisco? What if that happens if the Niners win the Super Bowl? Something that's going to be up for discussion if that ends up happening. From the 650, 27-24, Niners. 650, 17-31, Niners. They also got the Titans. I think it's going to be the Niners. I think it's going to be the Chiefs. Adam Kaplan coming up at 7 o'clock. Carmen Policy at 8 o'clock. The great Joe Buck at 8:30. And Mike Holmgren at 9:30. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Enjoy the games this weekend, Sunday afternoon on 95.7 The Game.
From San Ramon
to San Mateo
to Campbell, this is KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7 The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on, bump up the volume. It's time to play ball with Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
This is it. This is it. It's hour zero for Jolo and Dibs. This is the last time we will all be speaking to one another before the NFC Championship game Sunday at 3:40 p.m. Levi's Stadium. The Niners, 7.5-point favorites over the Green Bay Packers. This is it. We got 4 hours to discuss this game, and then we will be exiting stage left. We'll probably talk maybe via text and all this other stuff over the weekend, but not to the masses, not to the billions. This is it. I'm fired up, but I'm also on edge. And I didn't have a whole lot of coffee. Look at that. A 5 out of the gate.
The theme song's not even done.
This is unacceptable.
I got 5 on
Dibs,
it.
He said, and this is it. Remember
this
Michael
is
when,
it.
When he was getting ready to go on his cruise? This
great one.
This is the last time that we'll be here. No more rehearsal. Today's the last day we're on air. It's time to give the people what they want. Give them a great show because it's game time. No more. The hay's in the barn. Just like the team's not playing, practicing no more after today, really. It's just walk through. That's all we got left. It's time to go get
it, boys. The frost is off the pumpkin and the hay's in the barn. James Taylor once opined. And you're right, Lo. All the work has been done. There's nothing left to do but wait until kick 3:40 local time. The ball will be on the tee, and it'll be 60 minutes to decide who goes to Miami.
Who goes?
Green Bay or San Francisco?
Send me, I'll go.
Congratulations on the fastest flag in radio show history. Less than 90.
It was less than 90. I wanted.
You're
to
all
be
amped up, though, like the Niners are going to be. You're all amped up. There might be a quick off start, false start, and you look around and it's like, sorry, guys, I'm just, you know, I'm a little amped up here. A little amped up.
I could see that happening. It's okay. Because we've got 60 minutes. I got 4 hours.
Yeah. Could be offsides on the kickoff or, you know, delay a game on the kickoff for crying out loud, which you almost never see.
Football Friday brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart, play it Oaks. And Xfinity, massive lineup for you today. Adam Kaplan in an hour with all the injuries and everything you need to know as we get set for the NFC Championship game. Carmen Policy, good friend of the program, former president and CEO of the San Francisco 49ers. He's in 2 hours at 8 o'clock. Joe Buck. Such a great name, the way it rolls off the tongue. Joe Buck. Also, you got to be careful with that name, too. Got to really emphasize the B in order to appease the FCC. Joe Buck at 8:30 today. And Mike Holmgren, a.k.a. The Big Show, he's at 9:30. Man, we got a lot to get to. I want to get to baseball. Not yet. I don't want to start with baseball.
Me either.
NFC Championship game. Baseball's next.
My God.
Baseball. I'm gonna save it. Just yes. Baseball. Stop baseballing. Stop baseballing baseball. Stop
new,
being.
Got a new button.
Yeah. It's my new buzzer. I'm stealing signs now, and I've got electronic signals from the back. Our producer can signal me as to whether or not we need to change topics with a little simple buzzer. We got it working.
We'll get to that, but. All right, so take me through it. One thing I noticed today when I was going through some stats and trends, I'm not buying into a lot of it, but I think it's an interesting note. And since you played into the answer to one of these, I wanted to come right to you on it. The Packers are going to be the fourth team in NFL history to win at least 13 games during the regular season and then find themselves as at least a touchdown underdog in the conference championship game. So this is only the fourth time we've seen this. Four times in which a team's won at least 13 games and then made it to the conference championship game only to find out that they were a underdog of 7 or more points. You were one of those dogs. Do you remember what game it was?
Absolutely. Tennessee Titans.
And 1999.
And I told you, we went over there, made it three times. We got them a three-peat. Absolutely. Went to Jacksonville and said, you know what? We're coming. Hey, diddle, diddle, hello. Neil's coming right up the middle. I'm going to knock some heads out. Absolutely. Remember it vividly, Joe, like yesterday. They were barking loud the whole week. We got this.
Even though they had lost twice to you during the regular season.
But when you don't hear anything out of San Francisco. All you hear right now is, hey, it's a different team, but both teams are in better places. Hey, we got to throw that game out. Sometimes you bark so loud, your bite's not vicious. We understood why they were talking. We, as the Titans, we were like, okay, they're doing a lot of talking. Why? They're giving themselves false hope, and also a sense of pride. When you talk yourself in it. Speak life. So they were trying to speak life. Oh, we had two bad games. We know what to do. We got quick fix the problems. No, you didn't. And we knew if we played our game and run the ball, play action, do those things, keep it easy, they were trying to have the big score game, and we could get on them and jump on them and squeeze the life out of them. And when you have that mentality, you don't worry about what they do. You don't worry about anything they're saying. It's all noise. When you know you're better and everyone's committed and together in unity, you're just fine. And that's what I like about the San Francisco 49ers.
I like that. So your Titans were 13 or more wins during the regular season and then got to the championship game, conference championship game, and found yourselves as a touchdown or greater underdog. You won. It happened in 98 with the Falcons. They won. And it happened in 1990 with the Giants. They won. A little bit daunting knowing that the Packers are the fourth team in NFL history to win at least 13 games during the regular season, make it to the conference championship game, find themselves as an underdog of a touchdown or more, knowing that history is always on that team's side, not just covering the spread. They've won all three outright.
And that's fascinating. And you think about that year, 1999, when Jacksonville's losses were to Tennessee. No one else could beat them. And so you look at this Green Bay situation, and it's a little bit different because it hasn't been the same level of dominance outside of the one matchup where, you know, it seemed like you guys had their number in that year. The first game, I was just looking really close, and then the next two games were outright boatings. So that was one of those matchup situations, and I don't quite see it in this particular case where, you know, Green Bay and the Niners, when they played, the Niners just, they dominated Green Bay.
And I think the biggest thing, too, when you look at what we knew we had, they couldn't stop Eddie George, but we could stop Freddie T. And Freddie T was a hell of a running back.
Man, those are two physical running backs in that game. Fred Taylor and Eddie George.
Freddie Taylor, unbelievable.
University of Florida.
Yes, you love some Florida, boy.
Big Gators fan, yeah.
That trip you did when you were a kid, I always remember you tell that story.
You roll up as a 12-year-old on a Friday night in Gainesville, and it's nothing but tan, blonde dimes running around. It's like, what is this? I was from Allentown, PA. I didn't know what a tan, blonde dime was.
Every time you tell that story, I'm like, I don't, this dude, that Florida, it's crazy. There's a cause and effect. It's all a correlation. God, something happened, and now years later, because of that effect, that's unbelievable.
Always a Gators fan.
It's crazy. So Freddie T, and we knew we can stop Freddie T. And when you have that, just like when you look at the Niners, if this team understands what they have to stop, and we believe they can, and that's the run game, think the Niners collectively have a better run game.
What's it like in the locker room this week? Because pictures are surfacing. Because it's the NFC Championship game, the national media has descended upon the locker room. So the local guys, friends of ours, have been talking and tweeting about how the media scrums are now 5 and 6 and 7 times bigger. And I'm sure you notice this as well.
Oh, yeah.
The further you get, the bigger the media scrum. How do you just work your way through that? I'm not talking physically. How do you navigate that throughout the course of the week? Because I'd imagine there are a lot of people asking to talk to you. There are a lot more distractions as the magnitude of game increases.
Well, I think history has a way of repeating itself. If you don't alter your course, things are going to happen. So when I say that, I'm talking about you saying, how do you stay focused? How do you do when you know the media, more people there, they want your time, they want to get in your head, they want to know what you're talking about. I think the Kyle Shanahan now, he's listening on the way, him and John Lynch and the rest of the players, they're getting in early, they're listening to the show. They know what's at stake. You don't think the Kyle Shanahan and those guys are saying, here's three teams. I can give you four examples. And Kyle Shanahan, and I was one of those teams, that we knew that we were underdogs. No one gave us a chance. Look at the Titans. And he can go through and show them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.